We will not comply with the institutions, sick illusion. No, it won't be televised.
That with every single doctor that I speak to who is managing COVID patients, we all together put repurposed drugs together. So I'm going to go to you, Dr. Shankara. You know, is there anything brand new that you are suddenly using for COVID, or have you taken a combination of already existing drugs to manage your patients?
Nasiba, I think it's I do need a combination of drugs with pharmaceuticals to manage these patients. There's a lot going on.
Something new. My question is, did you have to wait for some new thing? They said new virus. Was there a new drug that you waited for, or was it just existing drugs?
Existing. Look, I think the perspective around what's happening is vitally important. We need to understand what the aim is. Everyone knows that there's inconsistencies, that there's fear-mongering, that there's coercion, but we need to understand why. Why is that there? Now, the most important thing I think for us to understand is that the pathogen that was causing all the death in COVID illness. Now, I use the word COVID illness because we haven't really isolated the corona. So straight away, when you give a vaccine, the first 14 days after a vaccine, any side effects cannot be attributable to the vaccine, because that is where all the allergic reactions would lie. Following that, we're going to see the endothelial injuries that this vaccine causes with its, or the spike protein, with its influence on ACE2 receptors. Those are the deaths that are meant to follow, and they will never be pinned onto spike protein, a very well-engineered toxin. Now, spike protein is also a membrane protein. So the mRNA will distribute this throughout our body. It will be made in various tissues around our body. It will be incorporated into those membranes around our body, into those specific tissues. Those tissues will be recognized as foreign, and we'll trigger a host of autoimmune responses. So the deaths that are meant to follow the vaccinations will never be able to be pinned on the poison. They will be too diverse, they will be too many, and they will be too in broader time frame for us to understand that we have been poisoned. And I think this is the big plan. It is dependent, this toxin is dependent on the host's response to it. Just like the eighth day and what followed COVID infection or illness was dependent on a host response. So we got mild, moderate, and severe illness post eighth day, and it confused all of us. So we keep talking about COVID pneumonia, but we're chasing the virus, and the virus was just the vector to give us a taste of the poison. Now, this toxin in the long term is going to get people with pre-existing, expose the entire world to the side effects of my treatment. I only expose sick people to that. And that therapeutic benefit does not come from immunity, but it comes from the vaccine exposing you to spike protein and building a measure of tolerance to an allergen, not to any immune-mediated response to a virus. So the virus distracts us from the big picture. It's spike protein that's the toxin here. Secondly, the prevention of severe illness and death is an individual benefit if it actually does that. So if you take the vaccine, it prevents you getting severely ill or dying. It has no group benefit and doesn't benefit me at all. So why am I being coerced into forcing you to take the vaccine to benefit me? To just put that into perspective for a layman, skydiving is an individual risk and an individual benefit that does not influence anyone around me. And so my right to choose to skydive is vitally important. Now, they want me to skydive because they say it benefits humanity. Now, they can't prove the science, and they can't tell me how this act of mine is going to benefit humanity, yet they insist I do it. When I didn't and I can't see the science, they offered me a beer and a donut, but I still don't want to skydive. You still haven't proven the science, and tell me how it's going to benefit humanity. Now, It looks like they want to push me out the plane. But when I look up, the parachute they provide me is full of holes, and they don't want to admit to that. And I see a few dead bodies lying on the ground, and they tell me they're fast asleep. I don't believe that. Now, if they can...
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Bear in mind, you are under attack and they want you to die. I mean, these people are evil. If you don't think that the revelations about Fauci, the puppy torturer, if that doesn't give you a clue as to the nature of the evil you're dealing with, then you need to just simply go take the shot and lie down and die and get the fuck out of our way, because there's a war.
We need
to counsel them on what to do, which is to woo up, you know, to grab their balls and clack them together and make sure they're alive, and then stand up and fight.
But if you try to force something on me, I'm not running anywhere. I'm going to kill you. And I won't think nothing else about it.